Section 17, The Law of Tithing and the Law of the Fast. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 59, verses 13 through 14 and verse 21. Section 119 and 120. Read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 119, verses 3 through 4. What is the Lord's definition of tithing? What does the Lord promise those who pay tithing? See Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, or 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 10 through 12. What are some purposes for fasting? What does the Lord promise to those who obey the law of the fast? See Isaiah chapter 58, verses 8 through 12. In what ways has fasting helped you? Scripture chain, tithing. Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 23. And section 119. Scripture chain, fasting. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 5 through 11. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 13 through 16. End of section 17, The Law of Tithing and the Law of the Fast. Scriptures relating to topic number 17, The Law of Tithing and the Law of the Fast. Doctrine and Covenants, section 119, verses 3 through 4. 3. And this shall be the beginning of the tithing of my people. 4. And after that, those who have thus been tithed shall pay one-tenth of all their interest annually, and this shall be a standing law unto them forever, for my holy priesthood, saith the Lord. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. 12. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 8 through 12. 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy re-reward. 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. 10. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. 12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain on tithing. Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. 19. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Refer again to Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 23. Behold, now it is called today until the coming of the Son of Man, and verily it is a day of sacrifice, and a day for the tithing of my people, for he that is tithed shall not be burned at his coming. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, section 119. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain fasting. Isaiah chapter 58, verses 5 through 11. 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. 7. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy re-reward. 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. 10. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. 11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 13 through 16. 13. And on this day thou shalt do none other thing, only let thy food be prepared with singleness of heart, that thy fasting may be perfect, or in other words, that thy joy may be full. 14. Verily this is fasting and prayer, or in other words, rejoicing in prayer. 15. And inasmuch as ye do these things with thanksgiving, with cheerful hearts and countenances, not with much laughter, for this is a sin, but with a glad heart and a cheerful countenance. 16. Verily I say that inasmuch as ye do this, the fullness of the earth is yours, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air, and that which climbeth upon the trees and walketh upon the earth. End of the scriptures relating to topic number 17. End of section 17, the law of tithing and the law of the fast.